Hi, we're back with our ninth video for the Golden Years coaching session course. And today, we're going to talk about gates. That's right, gates. Because you see, a gate is something that either keeps somebody out or opens to let someone in. And now we've come to that part of the program where you should know what your talent is. You know you have time because you're retired. Maybe you have some finances and you've been doing your homework and you've been praying, listening to the Holy Spirit provide you with some direction as to where he wants you to go. And today I want to present to you seven gates that the Christian community has more than likely just kind of like opened it up and is letting anybody in. And that's causing a lot of problems. And what are those seven gates? Well, there's the one of counsel. There's one for moral law. There's a gate for social services. There's a gate for education. There's a gate for government. There's a gate for finances. And there's a gate for the media and entertainment, which includes art, radio, books, the internet, all sorts of things. And we're going to be talking about those gates in a little bit of a detail so you get an idea of what I'm talking about here, is that we need to stand up and start closing these gates to those who are looking to break through and destroy what's on the inner side of the gate. Because we're to be gatekeepers as well. We're to protect those gates. We're to make sure that we're not letting people in who will destroy what is on the other side of that gate. Now you could see that I'm using an image right now that I'm standing or sitting. But in one way or another, I'm blocking the gate. And when you read in Genesis where Lot is sitting when the Lord and the angels come to Sodom and Gomorrah, he's sitting at a gate in Sodom. And that's where he meets the Lord and the angels, at the gate, as a gatekeeper. Now today we have doormen, we have guards, consigliers, different types of people who in a building or even at some place where there's actually a gate and maybe a little place for the guard to be in case of bad weather. Like a friend of mine who is a security guard at one of the universities, that's exactly what he does. So here I am giving you an image that I'm in front of this gate and I'm not going to just let anybody in. I'm not. See, and that's what's missing in today's churches. Today's churches have pretty much alienated men. That's right, we've alienated men. We've made Christianity be a soft, compassionate, loving, tender thing, which is nothing wrong with that, but we've taken out the masculinity. We've taken out the things of courage. We've taken out the things of standing fast for our beliefs. We've taken out those guards against the wickedness. And the wickedness is going to try to enter into our seven gates. And I'm going to start with the fourth one. I'm going to start with education. We have allowed, as Christians, for them to remove prayer from church. From schools. Today, however, we read that Muslim students are able to pray during certain hours of their school period. Well, wait a minute. You took prayer out of school for Christians, but now you're letting it in for Muslims. And we're not doing anything about it. You see what I'm saying? So we opened the gate to let wickedness in. We didn't say, hold on a minute. No, these are our kids. Our kids are going to be taught a specific way. So we've allowed that. What else have we allowed? Well, we have allowed for education to indirectly claim that the Bible is a myth. Because after all, we all know that evolution is where man came from. We're all just evolved gorillas, primates. Everything evolved when, in fact, there's really no scientific actual evidence to the whole theory. Big Bang. And, the statement about a Big Bang came from a duke or a baron in England who was actually making fun of the theory. He says, what are you going to say it was, a Big Bang? When the reality is, there is no bang in outer space because there is no sound. So you don't get a bang. You get a flash. There was a flash. There was light. The Bible says there was light. Doesn't say there was sound. So you see, we've allowed people to enter into our gate and educate our children incorrectly without doing anything about it. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for myself that 8 years of elementary and 4 years of high school, and in that whole 12 years of education, there was only one Jewish boy in public school. What does that tell you? They don't want their kids educated with the nonsense. That's what it tells you. So why are we allowing that to happen to our children? So we've opened the gate to let education do whatever it pleases. Teach evolution, making the Bible to be a myth. Therefore, there is no Ten Commandments, and that secular humanism, whatever feels good is okay. That's what we've done. So here we are. We're retired. We're seniors. We need to start closing the gate. We need to stand in front of that gate and start making sure that young people are in line with the real education, with God-given education. So if you have a talent that you could be sharing with younger people in a Christian way, you're closing that gate to anyone who is going to try to demoralize our young people. And you're opening the gate for Christian values and Christian education. So think about that. Think about your time, your talent, your gift, your money. What are you doing with your life? Are you standing guard? Or are you just letting anybody in? Are you standing guard and saying, no, wait a minute, that's wrong? Are you helping young people to know the truth. So we need more guardkeepers, more gatekeepers, more guards at the gate to instruct our children with Christian values so they grow up to be righteous individuals who then in turn do the same for their young people. Now let's take a look at number 7, because this is another deadly broken gate, or a gate without a gatekeeper that swung wide open. And that's the one that deals with the media and entertainment. Because you see, that's where the media is the voice of Satan using propaganda to fill our young people with all sorts of forms of immorality and making it sound like it's okay. When we see Disney making a cartoon film and have to have two males kissing, we have a problem. Because cartoons are targeted for the youth, for children. What are they trying to tell our kids? What's the message they want to send our children? This is okay. When we have music with lyrics that express nothing but sex and violence, we have a problem. When we have movies that killing, violence is like the norm, we have a problem. We have TV shows called The Modern Family, and it's made up of alternate lifestyles. We have a problem, because that's on primetime TV. There's over 1,000 channels now when you order, you know, your cable. One more corrupt than the other. We need to put a halt to this. Now, here's what annoys me. You get a guy, and I'm going to mention him, Kenneth Copeland. This minister is worth $760 million. Now, I don't know why you need that much money. But anyway, he's got $760 million. Does he produce Christian-based movies? Does he produce a Christian-based TV channel? All these very, very wealthy ministers, with all their wealth, why aren't they producing music, TV shows, movies, create a TV channel for Christian material? Prime time. Where's our gatekeepers in entertainment? What are we feeding our children all the time? Now, if you know anything about hypnosis, you know that they can hypnotize somebody, plant the suggestion, and then if the recipient of that is already geared to do something like that, you can make somebody do something. Okay? There is a thing called covert hypnosis. And it was developed way back, even during, you know, Hitler's day. But it really got interesting with drive-in movie theaters. Drive-in movie theaters, what they were doing was, back with days of the film, every so often in the film, they would splice the film and put a picture of a hot dog or a soda. And then they would put, you know, and then they, and there might be maybe 100 of those pictures throughout the film, but your eye watching the film, you didn't really see it. However, your mind did, because it was so quick. So it was subliminal. And they found that when they did that, they could actually increase the sales of hot dogs and soda. Now, it became outlawed that they couldn't do that anymore. But they learned a lot about advertising. Notice how often they bombard you with the same advertising. The same advertising. The same advertising over and over and over again. Until actors now, like Flo, the character Flo, for Progressive, is like a household word. Everybody knows who Flo is. So you see, you're being bombarded with messages all day long. So now, isn't that what they're doing with the media? Look at how the media, every single news outlet, is against Donald Trump. They all have a fake story. And they share the same fake story over and over and over again. Why? Because they want to ruin the guy. They did that with Sarah Palin. They made her look like some evil woman. Over and over and over again. So the media is dangerous if we allow the gate to stay open. We need to do something. See, now, if those wealthy ministers started producing Christian-based films, and I'm not talking about Lily White films. I'm talking about films where we actually see criminals coming to Christ. Real stories. And there are some like that. But the problem is they're few and far between. We need more really good Christian-based films for the audience, for children to see. These guys, with all their wealth, that's what they should be doing. They're in a position to be terrific gatekeepers, saying no. Because if they were to produce that stuff, what do you think Hollywood would have to do if suddenly nobody was going to see their movies? They'd have to change their format, wouldn't they? Well, that's, if you're in a position where you do have some financing, if you're in the position where you were involved in advertising, in marketing, and you have a few dollars, and you can do that. Maybe you have a bunch of friends. Maybe your church is wealthy. Maybe you could get somebody in the church to say, hey, listen, why don't we produce a film? Why don't we start doing something like that? Why don't we create a TV network? If you have the time and the talent and the funds to be in that position, I would say, go for it. Now, there we just went over two of the big ones. There are others that are just as big, but education and entertainment are focused on our youth. And that's why I wanted to emphasize those two first, because we really need to be more on guard for our children. We really need to keep the gate closed for immoral teaching, immoral education, immoral entertainment, immoral media information, because that all goes towards brainwashing our children. Yeah, and I'm going to use that word, brainwashing our children. It's a form of indoctrination because the powers that be don't want Christians believing. And it's been that way for 2,000 years. Let's face it, they didn't want Christ, so they had him crucified. And they've been crucifying, martyring, killing, distorting minds for a very long time. And we need to put a halt to it. We need to say enough. We need to stand up and be soldiers for Christ and guard the gate like the way sentries do. Put on your armor, as Paul mentioned in Ephesians 8, and guard that gate from wickedness. And train those that would benefit from righteousness, and let those in. That's what we're supposed to do as coaches, especially those of us in our golden years who are retired. We have talent. We have time. Some of us have money. We have education. We lived a life. We've been Christians for maybe all our lives or a majority of our lives, and we have a lot to share. So for homework, I want you to start thinking about how you're going to guard that gate. Do you have the time and the talent for those two gates? Now, some of you may not, but we got five more gates. But if you have a talent and the time and funds to guard those two gates, then by all means, do so. And God bless. Until next time.